time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Good to have you on board here on a Friday morning live in Las Vegas. Mitch, Paul, Matt Eumanns, he is back in the VSiN studios at the South Point Sportsbook. We will talk a little UFC and some hockey with Lou Finocchiaro coming up in 5 minutes. Matt, I want to ask you this. You are one of the golf experts that we have here on this network. You also chime in with Long Shots, the world's highest rated golf gambling show. Do you bet matchups for the full, you know, for the full tournament? And also, do you get involved in, you know, round one matchups, round two? Do you bet the stuff all 4 days throughout tournaments?
I don't bet as many matchups as a guy like Brady Cannon. Brady's one of the best matchup, golf matchup bettors I've seen. He's outstanding. He's much better than I am at matchups. I don't have good luck with him, and I'm just not as good as I at identifying the right matchups. But I do. I usually play two or three or four in a tournament, and that's tournament-long matchups. And I might play one or two each day. Depending on what I like. Actually, Indy Jeff Seeley sent one over. He sent a bunch. I think he played about maybe eight to ten matchups just on today's second round. And one I was thinking about, I like Matthew Wolff and the way he played yesterday. He parred the final 14 holes. He should have shot better than a 69. He was one under. Bubba Watson, I thought, had a little bit of a lucky finish to finish with a 70, one stroke back of Wolff. And Wolff is minus 120 over Watson today. I could see Matthew Wolff making a little bit of a run today, so I actually played him minus 120 over Bubba. But that's the only one-day matchup, second-round-only matchup I have played. The tournament matchups, I've got, I think I played four tournament matchups. I played against Jordan Spieth in two of them, Mitch. So Spieth, what did he finish, three over yesterday? So those matchups look pretty good against Jordan Spieth. How many matchups did you play? Because I think you're kind of like me. You don't have great success with golf matchups. You don't play a lot of them.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I don't do well with them individually. That's why, like, when we do our in-pocket plays, for example, I only have, like, outrights on there. The matchups, I don't even – I'm not good at them. So I will – people who I respect, people who are good at them, like you said, you brought up Brady Cannon. He's good. Indy Jeff, other guys that that I know in the betting world that are good at it, I will tell them and they'll reach out and say, hey, this might be a good one. And so I'll put in what they bet. And it's probably for tournament. It varies. I mean, sometimes I'll play a couple, sometimes I'll play five or six, whatever. But obviously I bet more on the matchups than I do on the outrights. But for me to sit there and tell you who I like in the matchups, it would be a waste of time because I'm not very good at them. I never have been.
Well, you've got a couple good futures bets there. You got Matthew Wolff at 100-1. Abraham Answer at 125-1, and I'm with you. I've got Gary Woodland at 59-1, so you and I both have him. I've also got Koepka, Schauffele, and Day. Those are the top three guys on the Westgate Superbook adjusted odds board right now. Jeff Sherman put that out last night. Brooks Koepka, 9-2. Xander Schauffele, 7-1. Jason Day, 8-1. Then Bryson DeChambeau, 12-1. And you've got a bunch of guys 20 in that 20-30-1 range. Some big names, McIlroy, Rahm, Tiger, Rose, Berger, Woodland. I think it's going to be a great weekend here in the PGA.
Welcome into the show today. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, along with Matt Eumanns. Let me ask you this before we get to Lou on his UFC bets and maybe a little hockey talk with him as well. What do you expect from Rory today?
Not a lot. You know, Rory was one guy, I haven't bet Rory in a long time. And I felt like he's been one of the most overrated guys in the betting markets. He hasn't won a major since 2014, but you kind of feel like he's overdue. And at some point, the guy's got to break through and play well in a major. He shot a 70. He was even par yesterday. I watched most of his round. He wasn't that consistent, sprayed the ball all over the place. I didn't see any signs, Mitch. It made me think Rory's going to come out and be lights out today. I thought he was kind of fortunate to shoot to 70 the way he had to scramble. Yesterday, he's not really dialed in any one aspect of his game right now that makes you think, hey, he's going to win this major. So I would expect a lot. I expect a similar round today that he shot yesterday, probably somewhere around par. I don't think he makes a big move.
Yeah, he put one in the hazard like right away yesterday. Yeah. I was like, geez, Rory, I mean, again, come on. Can you get a little bit better here and make a, you know, I think they put up a graphic right away before the pandemic, how well he was playing. And after the pandemic, it's not even close to the same guy.
He doesn't have a top 10 since the PGA Tour restarts, I think, in six events, right?
Yep.
For the
I'll
guy.
Give you one.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to say one other guy that I have in the outrights, and it was a long shot, you know, but I was betting numbers back in June during the restart, guys that were playing well. And I thought, you know, maybe these numbers move a little bit. Once we get to the majors, I bet on Corey Connors. Yep. He was one under yesterday. I also bet on JT Poston, who he had a really wild round. He finished three under. I believe he had four bogeys yesterday. So if he would have dialed back some of the mistakes, or if he would have played bogey free golf, or, you know, had one or two, like, he's still in the mix right now at two back. But he could have been easily sitting at 5-6 under right now going into day number two.
Oh, no question. He birdied three of the final four holes, you know, to get to three under. Yep. So you still got a pretty good shot with him as well. All right. UFC guru Gam Liu is waiting on the line, Mitch.
Lou Finocchiaro does join the program now. Thanks for being patient. Lou, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I am an MMA enthusiast. I don't claim to be a guru for anything.
Okay. Well, before
I'm calling you a guru.
Thank you.
I don't care what you call yourself. I'm calling you UFC guru Gam Liu.
Okay.
You're also great on hockey. You told us last week the analytics for the Flyers, it jumps off the page. A couple things on that team. Why? Tell us why they jump off the page, in your opinion. And can you recall something like this happening before with a team that nobody even considered, right, to make a deep run? And they might be the best team out of the whole bunch.
Well, the numbers that made them jump off the page for me were the numbers that I track. And they're mostly defensive-based, face-off percentages won, shots against, because I tailor my analytics to the kind of game that they're going to play. They jumped off the page in June when I was preparing all of this. And I thought, well, let's see if they can play up to it after the time off. I think their balance of fresh blood, young legs, and a hot, potentially really hot young goalie might make a lot of sense looking at that team moving forward. They continue to jump off the page, though I'll say this. The round-robin games, I'm not tracking them. I'll have to track them in my stats moving into this next round. But really, I'm watching the play-in rounds for real data and bettable material. The round-robins is a charade with a three-on-three circus show for overtime. Forget about it.
Okay. have you seen anything that you like in the actual qualifying rounds here between these teams? I mean, today we have six elimination games, and, you know, I think for hockey fans probably across this continent, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, and what I would say is I haven't seen anyone address last change, what used to be home field advantage or home ice advantage, but I don't know why you're not tracking that. Currently, just in play-in alone, last change 15 and 10. And in fact, in every series, the last change is leading the series, except for Vancouver and Minnesota, where it's 1-2 for the road team or the team that doesn't have the change advantage. And in Calgary and Winnipeg, it was 1-3. So the last change means something. So don't think that just because there's no fans in the crowd, there is no home team. There is.
Hey, Lou, did you fire any hockey bets yet for today?
No, I'm staying inactive for this whole round, and it's been tough because there's been a couple spots that I really liked. Vancouver yesterday. I also, for that part, liked Winnipeg yesterday, which is why I'm not betting yet. But as soon as this round gets over and I can compare this round's data with my regular season data, I'll sure be ready. But I'll be very surprised if Philadelphia doesn't make its way into some Eastern side plays. Eastern Conference plays.
All right. Saturday night's UFC card, the prelims and the main event, and the main card with the main event. What do you think of Derek Lewis in this matchup? He's laying 225 against his opponent.
For pure MMA enthusiasts like myself, this is going to be such a fascinating fight to watch. On one hand, you have Derek Lewis, who brings very little mixed martial arts skill to the octagon. He brings size, brute power and a limited amount in time of explosion. He must finish his opponents, and if he touches the opponent, they usually get finished. On the other side of the octagon is a 43-year-old Russian who is so versed at fighting. He holds master of sport in Russian jiu-jitsu, in Russian sambo, which is a tripping wrestling grappling expertise, as well as in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. The guy is totally decorated, and of his 73 fights, he has 59 wins. Of those 59 wins, 46 have been by submission. So Olenek, who, oh, by the way, has a very, very fragile jaw. It is, to say glass, I would say it's balsa wood instead of glass. If he gets touched, he goes. In fact, his last two losses were KO losses. Clearly the beast, which is Derek Lewis, wants to come out and engage him quickly. He said so in his interviews. He's been riding his bike, blah, blah, blah. Olenek must run circles and get the bigger man into the second or third round so he can try and tire him, trip him, and if this fight goes to the ground, Olenek will have advantage. I've somewhat vacillated on this fight until the pricing really started to become an angle. I track this opening as Derek Lewis minus 280, and this morning at the Circa when I checked, he's minus 195. That's great value on a 35-year-old power-punching behemoth. And he's going to definitely flex himself to try and take Olenek out early. And he's claimed to be in good shape for this fight. Another aspect to this fight is Lewis struggles to make the 265 limit. In his last three fights, he's weighed 265 on the nose. It'll be interesting to see what he weighs today. If he comes in at 259... I'm gonna vomit on Derek Lewis, because that price reduction, as well as the fact that if he comes in even at 262, it tells me he's working and he's been riding his bike like he says. Meanwhile, Olenek at 43, he's gonna have no problem with weight. In fact, his last fight against Fabricio Werdum, he weighed 228 pounds. So if you get Derek Lewis at 265 against this Olenek at 230, I think you have a fascinating matchup here. I myself like Derek Lewis as this price continues to drop, and I'm not in a hurry to play him because the price is dropping. If you shop around, which I did, and again, these are Circa prices, Lewis by KO or TKO, and that's probably how the guy wins, minus 115. So there's a way to squeeze extra value out of Lewis. But if you like Olenek and you think he's crafty enough, and he is, and has a high enough IQ, and he does, to stay away from the bigger fighter long enough to submit him, Olenek by submissions plus 200. So there's ways around it. I myself will settle on the inside the distance prop with Lewis. That's minus 140. If you don't want to go that route, I love the under at minus 115. But Lewis under 200 is showing great value.
All right. So if you're going to vomit on Derek Lewis, that's a good thing. That means you're going to bet him big.
That means, yeah. Right. If I see that he's gone, if he's gone far enough to weigh in at 259, 260, yes, I'm going to invest in him.
Hey, those last two wins for Alexei Olenek, pretty good over Fabricio Werdum and Mo Green. That was going all the way back to January. Lou, I think I was at your house that night Olenek fought. Weren't we in Phoenix that weekend?
I think so. And actually, that was an interesting fight,
yeah.
Because Olenek, by the time he subbed him, was completely gassed.
Right.
It was tough for him to compete with Mo Green, who is 6'5 and 245, 50 pounds himself. I regard Lewis as bigger, stronger, more explosive, more experienced than Green, and therefore I think that reinforces my affiliation or my sentiments towards Derek Lewis.
Very good breakdown. Okay, so what do you think about the Weidman fight against Akhmedov? Looks like certain spots, Weidman's about $1.30. Of course, shop around as well. But how do you break this one down?
Yeah, that one opened closer to pick, and we have similar dynamics in this fight. Akhmedov is the Russian master of sambo as well, hand-to-hand combat. These Russians, well, you know, Americans are bred to go to the bar district and have fun. These Russians are built to fight. Akhmedov hasn't been in with a level of competition that Weidman has, but he's won his last four. And his only blemish recently, a tie to Italy's Vittori, which is no blemish at all. Weidman, on the other hand, will have physical attributes. He'll be the taller man, the longer man. And Weidman's expertise, wrestling, matches up well with the grappling of Akhmedov. Usually when two great grapplers get together like this, it can be a stand-up battle. And if that's the case, then Weidman's going to have advantage because of his length and size and reach. And he's been working out down in South Carolina with his brother-in-law, Wonderboy Thompson, who's a long kickboxing striker. That's a tell to me that Weidman's looking to strike in this fight and keep the shorter, pressing Russian at the end of his strikes. Unfortunately for Weidman, since his loss to Luke Rockhold in 2015, he's 1-5, including that fight. So he's struggling to gain momentum, and Akhmedov comes in with momentum, and that's the dynamic to this fight. At the end of the day, I don't know that I like a side as much, but I believe the UFC has Weidman's best interest at hand, number one, by the matchup he's getting. And if that's the case, I think it could be hard in the case of a close decision for Akhmedov to win. And for that reason, again, at the Circa, Weidman by decision plus 200. That seems to be a pretty good position of value. And that's where I would probably go on this fight.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. So we got about 3 minutes left. Lou, run down some of your best bets on this card. And obviously you want to watch the weigh-ins. You'll put out more on your Twitter page, but what are your best bets as of right now?
Yes, and thank you. Hey, the Weidman bet is pending weigh-ins. He's coming down from 205 his last fight, and 185 has been a tough cut for him. So let's wait until those weigh-ins go, and he doesn't show up wan and shaking. And so my best bet will be Holtzman against Dariush. That line is rising just as expected. Dariush comes in with a lot of momentum. But he's fought guys lately that really kind of stand there and acquiesce, either allowing him to take him down or getting into a firefight. He's fighting a much more athletic kid in Holtzman, who's going to need to keep it on the feet. If this fight stays on the feet, Holtzman's going to, I don't want to say dominate, but I think he has advantage, and he'll be my best bet for the card. Scott Holtzman against Beneil Dariush. And then you go down the card a little bit. Jaynes against Tucker. Again, this is another pending weigh-ins. Jaynes moving down from 155 to fight at 145, a weight class he feels much more comfortable in. And he went in on his UFC debut 5 weeks ago and knocked out Frank Camacho in the first round. Yeah. He gets a Canadian and Tucker that's fought 3 times in 3 years. And I think Justin Jaynes just has too much for Tucker. And I like Jaynes in this fight, again, providing he doesn't, you know, get to the scale in a wheelchair.
All right. So Scott Holtzman at plus 140 or better, right? And what's the best price you see on Justin Jaynes?
Jaynes has dropped a little. I'm seeing anywhere from plus 105 to plus 118 or so at a dog price. And provided he weighs in fine, I'm happy with Jaynes plus 100 or better.
Okay.
All right. And you will tweet out everything after the weigh-ins are actually official at GamBlue, like you always do, correct?
Yeah, what I will do, because I want to make Weidman by a decision as well as Jaynes a release, I will update those after they weigh in, both on one tweet, to let listeners know that they're a go, or if not, they're not a go.
Very good. Love talking to you, my friend. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck this weekend.
Sure, appreciate the time. Thanks, guys.
Yep, there you go. UFC guru on Twitter. That's at right. GamLou. Lou Finocchiaro.
He's had a great summer. He's had a great summer with the UFC plays.
Yep. I like it because he always looks for plus money bets.
You followed him. I think you followed him on a plus 330 dog last week, right?
That was Brunson.
Yeah.
Where we said on Monday, how many times can you look back and say, a plus 330 dog should have been favored. He dominated the fight.
Yes,
the wrong
did.
Guy was favored in the matchup.
No doubt about it.
That was astonishing. We will run down the line moves from last night and some of the bad beats with Win Some, Lose Some coming up next.
ExpressBet, baby. Make sure you're ready for the action. Sign up for FirstBet, a new betting and handicapping product from ExpressBet. Use the promo code VEGAS500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for a wager in your first 30 days. Visit first.com/bet for more info. First.com/bet. Promo code VEGAS500. Jeff Siegel picks right around the corner. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Here come the bad beats. First period under Calgary Winnipeg. Calgary scores with 1 second left. Unbelievable. To make it 2-0. And they win the game 4-0. How about the late empty net goals, too, with in play? And that was wild. Toronto $1.50. 3-0 in the second period. 3-1 in the third period. In comes Elvis. They can't score. And the Blue Jackets score 4 times. Maple Leafs facing elimination later today. Here's a bad beat. Heat +9. Led by 23 yesterday. They couldn't get the money. 20-0 run by the Bucks. They cover and run them out in the second half. Twins -$1.90. Led 5-3 in the eighth. They blow it. Tough push in the Houston-Arizona game, which was 3-2 in the eighth. Shenanigans in the ninth. A's first 5-under. No good. It was 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Indians under 7.5. It was 2-0 in the seventh. And there was a 10 spot there in that game in the seventh. Win some. Europa League, all soccer unders went 4-0. Nigel went 2-0 with his picks as well. And he thinks more unders the next 2 days in Champions League. Bad for the books. Rockies under 12 down to 11. Pelicans Kings over 233 up to 235. Bucks in over 8.5 up to 9.5 and 221.5 up to 223.5. And that was 130 to 116. No LeBron. Rockets +1 to a 3.5-point favorite. And under 229 down to 225. 113. 97. Ben Foggs tweeted this. Check this out Wednesday night at BetMGM. All those teams to win in regulation, $117,000.
Wow.
Panthers +175, Coyotes +185, Lightning +155, Avalanche +115, Canadiens +220, and Blackhawks +185. Are you kidding? Look at that. It's a monster.
I mean, it's tough enough to, you know, peg like. We're talking about good teams here now, Paul, right? So if you want to bet a team to win in regulation, a lot of times you'll do that with like a $3 favorite. Okay, they're going to beat this team no problem tonight in regulation. They win 5-2, whatever. But at this point where the games mean something and the teams are good and then all 6 games come in regulation, Jesus, I don't know.
I'm crazy. Coming up later. It is crazy. Good news here, Matt. Could be a game changer. A viewer sent this in. We're going to have a drive-through at the Shake Shack. And you were just there. That is a game changer. Drive-through location for the Shake Shack. Oh, boy. I was blown away when I went there a month ago. That burger is dynamite.
Shack yes. Burger is great. Where is the drive-through location going to be? Do we know where that Game Changer is going to take place?
I didn't see that.
Is that in Vegas?
I missed that, though. Okay. Right. There's a Chick-fil-A going right by Boca Park, too. Watch out there. Although that's too much. That's inside baseball. Here we go, my boy Blue. What do we got today? What do we got, Blue? Taking a nap, dressed up, sure. There you go. Yeah, donut?
Yeah. Is that a donut? Yeah. It looked like garlic bread or something at first, or cheese bread?
Blue's not even sure. He's not sure what that is.
No, he doesn't care. No.
Doesn't matter after yesterday with the pizza and what else? He chopsticks, forks. He can do it all.
Blue's like me. Blue's like me, Paul. He'll eat anything except if it's green. He won't eat anything green. No broccoli.
I was going to say. Yeah. We need to talk to the owner. Has Blue ever turned down a food item?
Yeah. Or if he was eating a broccoli, I mean, I would say no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he had
the broccoli the other day. Look at him and the noise. Another burrito. There he is. Okay, all dressed up. All his noises. Yeah, ever since he was a puppy, they hand him food. He just grabs it with his paws. I can't believe he can hold chopsticks and a fork. Oh, he won't just try to, like, they hand him the food on a fork. And he won't just, like, eat the food. He'll grab the fork and eat it like a... It's mind blown. Total mind blown. There we go. What has he got there? Jerky? Oh, there's the jerky. There you go. He got it all. There it is, Blue. That Paulie does Vegas on Instagram. And Blue NJ with his own page as well. That's Blue's baby.
Tater Tots.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, that's Pickle, I think. Jeff Siegel coming up. Another winner yesterday. More picks from Jeff Siegel. All our picks as well in pocket coming up, baby.
With more major sports back in action, it is the perfect time to experience everything VSiN, the sports betting network, has to offer. And we created the Sports Restart Special as an introduction to VSiN, so you have access to everything we offer from now through September 21st. Here's what you're going to get: a daily email with updates and recaps of the best bets from our guests and hosts, Point Spread Weekly, VSiN's digital sports betting magazine, 24/7 access to our live video stream to watch every VSiN program, all special sports betting guides, including the hockey betting guide. And this is the perfect way to see what VSiN has to offer and how our experts can help you improve your sports betting experience every day. Visit vsin.com/subscribe today and get in on the special offer before it expires. vsin.com/subscribe. Okay, here we go. Time for In Pocket. We have to get through a lot of plays. Yesterday, Pacers Suns. I had that over 229.5. Neither team went to the free throw line that much at all in the first half either. And they weren't calling anything. But anyway, let's see here. Today, back on the horse with another NBA total. Grizzlies, Pelicans under, available at some spots at 224.5. The number has come down and opened up, I think, at 225 offshore last night. 224.5. I do have the Spurs, but not fair for me to give this out in pocket. I did bet the Spurs last night, -1.5. That number is now 8, and that's not available because of so many Jazz players out. Blackhawks, +150 to win the series, and I don't think this one was posted. But you know what? I'm going Nashville to win the series at +230, available right now. The Predators, you're right, Paul. You had this earlier. The better team in Game 3, they're favored today by like $1.40. If they win, they'll be favored by at least $1.40 again. And I did the math. It'd be like +190 if you do a two-way rolling parlay. I like +230 for that team to come back and win the series.
Okay, very good. I can't get hot here. I just keep going 1-1 or 2, like yesterday, 2-2. I'm going with Nashville. I think Nashville forces a Game 5. I like Nashville today. I like the Penguins to force a Game 5, but I'm taking the Penguins to win in regulation at Bet Rivers. I'm not laying the $1.70, whatever it is. Penguins to win in regulation, Nashville, and I think it's over. I mean, how do you bounce back if you're Toronto? after that debacle, blowing a three-goal lead in the second period when you're the better team. Blue Jackets plus $1.45. No hole-in-one at the PGA. Wizards under 1.5 wins in the bubble. They're 0-4. And yesterday, Orlando to advance, easy winner. Blazers to cover, easy winner. Capitals no good. Great job by Elliott and the Flyers. That was a bad pick. And that pimple Flurry got me with a soft goal 5 minutes in. No goal in the first 10 was a loser. I can't believe he gave that goal up 5 minutes in. That was so soft. So those are my selections.
He's old, man. Oh, Flurry's old. Yeah.
Hold on a second here. The Nuggets took the lead in the fourth quarter.
No, won by 10, Mitch. Rocking chair.
Okay, yes, right.
Won by 10.
Rocking chair yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Very good. Paul, with all of the stuff on this weekend, are you actually going to watch that MLS Orlando City game that you have a bet on there?
No chance.
No?
No. No. No good.
Okay.
Not happening.
All right. In addition to the golf plays, I just got two plays for today. In a golf matchup, Matthew Wolf. Minus 120 over Bubba Watson. That's today only. And then the A's and Chris Bassett, minus 105 over the Astros and Zach Greinke. Sure. Bassett, two starts, 9 2/3 innings, 12 strikeouts, one walk against a Greinke whose velocity is down about 2.5 miles an hour. He's a soft tosser right now. So that's it for today, aside from the golf for the weekend. How about Mike Palm split? Go ahead.
Yeah. I do like Barry Bonds, $1.50. Against Adam Scott at William Hill today in the golf matchup. And by the way, at William Hill, you can parlay golf matchups. All right, he had a good day yesterday. He took a bad beat in his only loser. Palm Raiders, he's going with the Islanders, Panthers, first period under. Orioles, Nationals, first five under five. Yankees and Tanaka, first five. Leafs, Jackets, first period under. Reds, Brewers, first five under. Indians, White Sox, first five under, 4.5. Rockies, Mariners, first five under, 4.5. And, yeah, Wild the favorite today. Canucks, even money. Lead the series 2-1. They were great yesterday at getting the shutout win. So those are the Palm Raiders playbooks. Okay, here we go. Now the plays from ExpressBet analyst Jeff Siegel. Look for plays from Jeff and other VSiN ExpressBet experts this weekend at VSiN.com/horses. Had another winner yesterday. Garden Moon paid $5 at Saratoga. Now we go to Del Mar, otherwise known as Matt Heumann's favorite track. In the third race, Jeff likes the 7 veteran at 4-1 on the morning line. This colt has the type of early speed to be on or near the lead throughout. And against this field in his first claiming race, he may forget to stop. Sure. In the ninth race, Jeff likes the 7 Alice Marble at 6-1. Her performance in her debut race was much better than the line shows, after falling far back early and then closing a ton of ground. From a barn that has superior stats with second-timers, she's worth a play at 6-1. You can bet these races at FirstBet. Go to first.com/bet for more info. Promo code VEGAS500 to get a $10 free bet as soon as you sign up. Plus, receive up to a $500 bonus for wagering in your first 30 days. First.com/bet. And he's 3-0 this week. He was on earlier. Nigel likes Juventus Lyon under 2.5. Champions League at 12 o'clock Pacific. There we go.
Nigel Seeley's had a great summer. So has Jeff Siegel. Paul, have you experienced any fever or chills, shortness of breath? Have you lost a sense of taste or anything like that?
What are you doing? What are you doing? Why would you say that? I just woke up with a runny nose. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I just checked.
Okay. That's fine. Oh, there we go. That's Paul Buffett. I know you get him confused, Mitch. Paul Buffett on the left, Jabba the Hutt on the right. There you go. Star Wars. That's Boba Fett on the left, Mitch. I went as him as Halloween one year. The bounty hunter. Very good.
You know, I would say that doesn't Boba Fett look like a G.I. Joe character?
No, not at all. No. Boba Fett's great.
Hey, Mitch.
No, it does. Like a G.I. Joe figurine. I swear to God, it does.
No.
Okay. No. All right.
Mitch, did you add any adjusted golf plays last night? Circa had some good numbers.
No.
Westgate had no? Nothing?
No. It's too tempting, Matt. I just got to hold back. I can't do it because these tournaments have been, and this one's shaping up to be again, it could be, how many guys can win the tournament right now on Friday? 35 guys?
I was going to say right now, you got at least 30 guys who could win the tournament. And you and I both have some players in pretty good position here after the first round, and I don't like to overreact to one round to play, and you don't want to have too many futures bets. So typically I'll wait till Friday night to play something.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't get involved on Friday morning. Yeah. Just I can't do it. And you know, it's good to knock on wood to actually have some of these guys at the top of the leaderboard or in the mix right now. Could have a couple of more guys. That answer thing, boy, that killed me yesterday. Holding 125-1. He's still in the mix. He still is. But the double bogey when he was bogey free all day and he does that on 18, that's kind of a killer. Up next, great question on streaks between Matt and Paul that we'll answer. And today's the last day on the show for somebody here. Oh, boy.
If you're a sports fan and you haven't been to Bet Rivers Sportsbook, you're missing out. Bet Rivers is live streaming a massive number of sporting events every day from around the world. You can watch hockey, baseball, basketball, and more right on your phone. Sign up now for the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app and get up to $250 bonus on your first deposit. And the best part of this offer is that all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. All those 5, 10, and 20-time playthrough offers can take a hike. One time's the only way to go. Go to Bet Rivers Sportsbook today and start your winning streak. Sign up now and get a $250 match on your first deposit. There's no faster way to turn your bonus cash into real cash. Download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app today. They are, and for example, today, Baltimore and Washington, 41 different ways to bet that, and over 144 on the NBA games as well. So you heard Mitch's tease. You know, the news here is, I can't believe it. I didn't think he'd ever do this, but Matt is taking a job at Fox Sports to debate Skip Bayless every day. I mean, I never thought he'd get involved in that hot take stuff. So this is Matt's last day.
Well, Paul, I wanted to set up a matchup that I knew I could win every day.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Excellent. We say goodbye to Matt today. He's been a regular on Follow the Money since major sports came to a halt back in March. Good news for VEASAN and its fans, because it means the network's returning to its full programming hours. We'll be announcing the full schedule next week, and Matt's always been on every week on the show as well. We love having Matt on, and A-plus, Matt. It was great doing the show with you 3 days a week, and definitely the top 25 fast food and all the great stories and Ask Matt and all the segments. It was a pure delight. And I owe you 3 lunches, too, don't forget, as you've taken me down on a couple of bets.
Oh, I didn't forget. I had that marked down.
Okay. Yes.
No, it's great. Good. It's been great to be on with the dynamic duo here for the past, actually, it's about 5 months. I remember talking to Mitch, like, in late March. We were like, how are we going to get through this summer with no games?
I know.
I know. We talked about it too, Paul, but somehow we made it through 5 months, and now we got such a busy sports schedule, we can't find enough time to watch all these games, so it's great. Now, but VSIN's going to expand the lineup again. We're going to have more live programming hours. We're going to have different shows, and all this is going to happen within the next 10 days to 2 weeks, so we're working on that, and it's going to be pretty exciting when we do expand again, and all these leagues are back in action, and hopefully.
Can't thank you enough, man. I really can't.
Yep. No, it's been great being on with you guys. You guys are pros. You know, somebody asked me last week, is this all you guys do? I mean, that's your job? You just talk on the radio for 3 hours or talk on TV for 3 hours and that's all you have to do? You guys put a lot of preparation into each show and a lot of hours go into it beyond just the 3 hours of people see you on the screen or listen to you on the radio. And both of you guys work extremely hard, very detailed and true professionals.
Oh, back at you. Feel the same exact way about you. I remember in April when, guys, we did probably 90 minutes of NFL draft prop talk every day because that was it.
That was it.
That's all we had. And we had no idea the UFC, NASCAR, whatever.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sorry. May need you next week, as you think I have COVID. So
oh, yeah, Paulie's going to be on the COVID this year at Decent.
Well, we're just double checking. You went out. You missed that first segment there at 6 o'clock. I don't know if you went out for milk or what you were doing, but you were gone. Nigel pointed out that you had a runny nose today. It sounded like you had a cold. I didn't notice it until he said that. Yeah.
Neither did I. Yeah, I'll tell you what. There is a restaurant. This is just, people outside of Vegas aren't going to know this. There's a restaurant on the west side called Sparrow and Wolf. It's Elevated Food. This guy, one of your favorite fast food sandwiches of all time is the McRib. This guy on the menu, I think it's Sundays only, has an elevated version of the McRib.
No.
We got to take you there.
Where is this? Where?
Sparrow and Wolf. I think it's on Spring Mountain Road.
Have you been there?
I've been there before. Really? Awesome food. Terrific food. Yeah. And if you go to like their Instagram page, they have this guy, he's doing like a throwback to like some of the stuff that he liked when he was growing up. And he's doing like an homage to the McRib at McDonald's, but he's making it like unbelievably good.
Ian
McDonald. And we're also getting emails on this, by the way.
Okay.
Thanks for the response. Yeah. Longer streak. Paul hasn't cooked or Matt hasn't worn a tie. That is a phenomenal question.
Mm. I haven't cooked since 1997.
Well, I think the last time I wore a tie was at the NBA Finals in 1998. So there you go.
Oh, I did it through the pandemic too. Yep. Still got it. Yep, never did it. Yeah, they locked me inside. I still did it. Chicken noodle soup doesn't count. I did it. Bagels, chicken noodle soup, turkey sandwich. Kept it real clean, sophisticated.
Yeah. Yes, that's what you are for sure.
All right.
I want to run this by you guys, too. Okay, so I don't know if you saw my tweet on this yesterday. I want to just put you on the spot. Zach Johnson was fantastic yesterday, round one of the PGA.
Yeah.
Take a guess at his career earnings, unless you saw the tweet.
I saw your tweet, but before seeing your tweet, if you would have asked me that question, I probably would have said about $25 million. And I know after seeing your tweet, it's more.
I'd say the same. I would guess 2025. What is it?
See, my guess would have been 2025 range.
Right.
Sean McDonough said on the air yesterday, and I get it. He's won two majors. He's won 12. He's had a great career, right? He's won 12 other events. He's made $46 million in his career. Oh, I was blown away at that number, and I tweeted that out. I'm like, I would have lost a bar bet. I would have guessed 20, 25 million tops.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, Mitch, come on. It's so easy. He's a good golfer. Mm-hmm. And what I did not take into consideration is, you know what, he has Tiger to thank because those purses went through the roof after Woods was dominating so much. And people just, golf was so popular then.
Whoa, back it up. Vijay Singh, 71 million?
71?
Oh, yes. God.
This list.
Come on.
How about Matt Kuchar? How about Matt Kuchar? The guy never wins anything and he's made 50 million.
Isn't that unreal?
I had no idea.
And see, back to top five jobs in the world. You said this to Mike Palm on Wednesday. And Ed Graney here in town, he said this forever. The best job in the world would be to, if you were a golfer on the tour, rank like 75th, 100, whatever. You were good enough to play the best courses in the world, but you never really won. So nobody would ever recognize you, and you would make a crap load of money.
How about David Toms? David Toms, 41, 42 million, Paul.
Oh, could anybody put David Toms out of a lineup?
No way.
A police lineup?
No way.
And he's made 42 million. It's unreal. Yeah.
How about Thurston Howell III? 39 million. There's another one. Oh, God.
Well, it's like that story we talked about a couple days ago. John Daly said he has lost over $50 million, $50 to $60 million gambling. How did John Daly make $50 to $60 million?
Yeah. The guy's playing 5,000 a push on the slots in Vegas. He dropped over $1 million in an hour and a half. Oh God.
Like, did that guy invest his money wisely? The list goes down. Top 100. Chris Kirk has made $17.3 million. John Daly's not on the list, but he's gambled away $50 million.
Hey, you know what? I just thought of something too. This is PGA Tour, or this is golf on course earnings. And a lot, this does not include endorsement money, right?
No.
Well, how much do they make? How much do they make for that?
That's pretty good money. I mean, yeah.
Well, what's Tiger's net worth? What was his net worth before the divorce? Billions, probably.
Right.
I'm not talking about him.
Yeah,
I'm talking about. I'm talking about an average guy who wears the Titleist hat or something. What do they pay him? Is it like a UFC fighter? If you wear something on your shorts, I mean, what if you're like an average? Pick any name. What if you're Scheffler? What if Scheffler wins a Titleist, wears a Titleist hat or shirt? What's that one?
Yeah.
What's the value?
Well, for Scheffler, Scheffler's a young guy. He hasn't won anything yet, so probably wouldn't be worth that money. How about Jordan Spieth? Spieth's got a really good marketing deal, right? He makes a lot of money through marketing
for
contracts.
Sure.
Yeah.
And he's made $41 million already. And what is he, like 26, 27 years old? He's already top 20 lifetime. Ricky Fowler. Here you go. $39 million for Ricky Fowler.
Rick
has never showed up big when you need him most.
Nope. Another guy. He's like Chris Paul. Ton of ads. Never won anything. Guy's always on TV. Mitch, we're ready to go here in 2 hours. How many teams force a game five today in hockey? Who's forcing a game five? You said Nashville, right? Who else?
Yeah, I have them to win the series at plus 230 now. Is three wishful thinking? Can we get 50% of the actual games to go to a game, the series to go to a game five?
I would love to see four or five do it.
Four or five would be unreal. I think Panthers can win this game today.
Sure they can. Yeah. The Islanders keep taking dumb penalties. Yeah. They just got to stay out of the box. Right. But they can win that game. I think Nashville wins. I think Pittsburgh wins. I don't think the Oilers are going to win. I don't know how Toronto bounces back. That was an unmitigated disaster. And the Wild are favored. They've been the Canucks, two comfortable wins. So that was 4-1 late in game two. And Wild score with 9 seconds left to make it 4-3. They were fantastic. Markstrom was great yesterday to win 3-0. And it was a fun game to watch. So Wild trying to force a game five as well. Can't wait. What a day of sports. What a weekend we have. Welcome back. We love it, Matt. Great job holding it down. What a pleasure. I owe you three lunches.
Where is that place that has McRib, Mitch? We have to go there. Right. That's going to be the first stop.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave
it. I'll take a screen grab of it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'll look this up quickly. Ricky Fowler has made in recent years $10 million per year in endorsements. How about that, Paul?
Oh, wow, there you go. Well, good info. There you go.
Are you going to miss the hours, Matt? Because you always,
I'm always awake at this time anyway. But I'll be doing in most likely an afternoon show, so it's going to be totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, you've always had those newspaper hours where you stay up until 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
You guys can still call me at 4 or 5, 6 in the morning if you need a guest. No doubt about it.
Will do. All right, pal. Good luck this weekend. And again, thanks so much for the last 5 months.
You too. Thanks.
Very much. A plus.
Yep.
Shake Shack. Moving up the rankings. Shake Shack. Big mover.
Head on a swivel today of all times. I need to go to Best Buy and buy like 7 TVs today at some point. Get them installed. All right. We'll talk to you Monday. See you.